Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Damn tonsils.
Had to go and ruin her voice. Couldn't handle it. So she's out for tonight for the weekend show at Gillette. However, in place of Doja Cat will be the one and the only. This is where you fill it in because I have no
idea.
It's a
DJ.
It's a
Mike
DJ.
Dean.
Who?
Mike Dean,
he doesn't even have like a DJ name.
Well, he's
Mike
a producer.
Dean.
He's a producer DJ. He's from Canada.
He sounds like a guy that does weddings, but like bad.
Well, actually, no, I take that back.
Hey guys,
Hold
it's
on.
Mike Dean. Let's give it up for Mr. Hold and on. Mrs. Williamson.
Wait, sorry, he's an American record producer, but there's also a Canadian act.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be with him. So, in other words, I'll be at the Scorpion Bar till 9. So, because that's what time I heard he goes on.
Earlier, I said, look for Melissa. She said I might be a little drunk. She's going to be trashed. Because she's not walking in Gillette until right before the weekend takes the stage.
Well, it's going to be really hot. So, instead of just sitting out, you know, in the blazing sun and the 105 real feel temperature, I'll be in the air conditioned.
Watching Mike Dean and a couple of Canadians. No. Like, they don't even have a name.
They do have a name. Kay Trinata.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Kay Trinata. Wait, the Kay Trinata?
Why didn't you just say that?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know, and I still don't know.
They should just have a farting contest and let the audience go up there and fart into the microphone. That'll probably be better than DJ Mike Dean and Kay Trinata.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Allison.
Hi.
What's up? Allison's the first caller of the day. Oh, my God.
Yay! Yeah!
So we just hyped you up for the intro.
Oh, no.
Now you better perform. What do you got?
I'm going to perform all right. So last weekend, I was in Hartford, Connecticut, meeting up with friends, going to see a show, stayed in a hotel. This hotel was something out of a horror movie. There was stains dripping down the walls. There was cracks in the lampshades. I mean, there was what looked like claws from a raccoon on the wall.
Oh, my God.
So I go to the front desk and I tell them, look, this is not okay. This is by far the dirtiest hotel room I've ever seen in my life. And they pretty much tell me, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's it?
That was it. That was it. So I went back to the room, defeated. And shortly after that, wouldn't you know it, a mouse goes crawling over my husband's foot.
Nope.
I can't do this.
How much did you pay for this room?
So it was a cheap room.
Okay.
It was a cheap
Shocker.
Room, I must say.
But $20?
It was,
$50?
No. $100 versus the next up available hotel was $300.
Oh.
I mean,
listen.
One night, $300 in Hartford, Connecticut, it wasn't going to happen. I took my chances with the $100 room, and this is what I got.
Every now and then, you spend money on a place, and you know going into it, you're just like, hey, listen, if there's not like a really, really bad stench or like an animal in my room, I'll take it. I've done that a couple times. There was a place that I stayed. It was kind of like.
I stayed in places like that.
Yeah. I stayed like at one of those roadside motels that you only see in the movie. And I was like, all right.
Oh,
I'm like, it smells funny, but I can sleep through it. Not bad.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll plug my nose up. It's fine.
The motels where you have to drive up to your door.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
One time when my wife and I went to California and we stayed at one of those and it was so bad that I walked in the room and I said, we got to go somewhere else. I can smell the disease. Like, as soon as we walked in and we were like, yo, we stayed at another place because it was so bad. But anyway, what else you got, madam? That it?
Don't you think it's enough?
I went back down to the front desk and told them, you know, now there's mice crawling around in the room. And they said, oh,
sorry.
Well, we have one room left available, but we want to try and sell that to someone else. So come back at 1 a.m. and if it's still open, you can move. 1 a.m. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Entertain the mouse for a couple of hours.
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
Needless to say, I did not sleep very well.
Well, madam, you deserve a ticket. Who do you want to see on Saturday? Do you want to see Chris Brown at Xfinity, or do you want to see 50 Cent at Big Night Live?
Chris Brown.
Chris okay. Brown all day. There That'll you go. You got show. Your Chris Brown tickets. Congratulations to Allison. There you go.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.